This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Roxanne Roberts, and Tom Baudette. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, the news in an AABBA rhyme scheme. If you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, the Government Accountability Office released a report this week that revealed improper spending by federal employees using government credit cards. They spent millions on iPods, internet dating services, expensive meals. One thing in particular caught our eye: a State Department employee taking part in drug enforcement training in the jungles of Ecuador, who spent hundreds of dollars on what?
Is this the lingerie?
This was the lingerie.
Yes. All right.
Figured you know that. Among the people who spent more than $2 million of taxpayer money on questionable purchases was an unidentified State Department trainer in South America. He or she needed special underwear for jungle training. I might have had a point, you know. Jungle environment, being tough on intimates. But we'd have an easier time believing it was all about utility if the purchases had not been made at a place called Seduction Boutique. What, Mowgli's Secret was closed? Lawmakers protested this waste of money, though we think they were just professionally insulted by how penny-ante it was. $2 million, that's it? You can find $2 million in between the cushions and the sofas over at Halliburton. Roxanne, recently we reported on this show that scientists have proved that ugly men make better husbands for pretty women because they don't have as much incentive to cheat. And yet another breakthrough, who could have imagined it? Study psychologists at Indiana University have determined that when it comes to women, men have a difficult time doing what?
Oh, somehow this escaped me.
You have to narrow it down to one.
Talking to them.
Almost, not quite.
Asking them out.
I think you're really attracted to me. I'm giving an example.
No, I understand that.
I mean, I do think that, but I wouldn't mention that in the radio. Just
didn't you feel like we should leave there for just a second? Boy, was that a moment.
All right, wait. You mean correctly reading their clues?
Yes. It turns out, big surprise, everybody, if you're not sitting down, please do pull over if you're driving. Men have trouble understanding women. Scientifically proved.
There was a study?
There was a study. Turns out that it's been scientifically proven men are dense. Now, you might think that this study, which asked groups of male and female undergraduates to interpret the meaning of pictures of people making facial expressions and talking, would find that men often interpreted friendly gestures from women as sexual come-ons. And you would be right. That happened a lot. But more surprisingly, men also often missed real sexual come-ons, thinking women were just being friendly. The lesson for women out of this study: men are, in fact, dumber than a sack of hammers. And you'd actually be better off with the hammers because they would at least be occasionally useful around the house.
I want to see if I have this straight. If you're not coming on to them, they think that you are.
Right.
If you are coming on to them, they don't necessarily recognize it.
Right.
So what on earth? What's that girl?
It's amazing anybody ever gets born.
No,
basically.
I think the whole thing should be done in writing. As the only man on this week's panel, I think I can speak for mankind in general.
Right.
But when women aren't interested, they're actually friendlier than when they are.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Let me ask you this, Tom. As a man, how would you know?
I wouldn't. I mean, I don't.
Don't. Paula, the Absolut Vodka Company had to apologize repeatedly this week for an ad campaign that depicted the southwestern United States as what?
I don't know. Stupid?
No. Not knowing if we're coming on to it or not? No.
A little dense?
I'll give you a hint. Lou Dobbs will be forced to switch to Smirnoff for his nightly fuzzy navel now.
Okay, so Lou Dobbs wouldn't like it. A sieve for immigration?
Close, sort of.
Totally Hispanic?
Even worse.
Germans? Probably slipped through the legs of the Border Patrol.
The ad depicted the Southwest United States as it once was. That's what made them mad.
How was it?
It was hot, but that's not the point. The point was the Southwest United States, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, areas around there, were all once what?
Uninhabitable.
Hola.
It was all Mexican?
Yes, it was all part of Mexico, you see.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You didn't know that. Absolute's newest print ad campaign in Mexico showed a map that showed the country's borders back as they were in the early 19th century, encompassing most of the American Southwest, with the wistful slogan, "In an absolute world." The ads immediately caused more than a dozen conservative groups to announce a boycott of Absolut. They called the Swedish brand traitorous and plain damn dumb. But they were just mad because all these anti-immigration guys, they had panicked before they realized what it was a joke, and they had started to build a fence at the Missouri border.
Yeah. Well, now these the Olympic torch protesters in Mexico City are saying, free Arizona.
Exactly. You know? Absolut apologized profusely again and again. They said the ads weren't some insidious campaign against Anglo sovereignty, but were meant to recall, quote, a time which the population of Mexico might feel was more ideal, unquote. Anti-immigration activists were mollified for now, but they're now calling for an investigation into whether that Juan Valdez fellow has a green card.